Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Charting Paths for Transformation. Africa hosts the Berta Cáceres International Feminist Organizing School. Hundreds of grassroots African, Afro-descendant, Black and Indigenous feminists, including those from the Americas, are gathering from 11th to the 15th of September in Nairobi, Kenya, for the Berta Cáceres International Feminist Organizing School, the IFOS. This will be the first edition of the school, known as IFOS, to be held in Africa. Ama Nyaeya of the Sustainable Development Institute, Friends of the Earth Liberia, who will be taking part in the training event, says,
"At the Sustainable Development Institute, we work across a wide range of areas such as environmental justice, colonialism, gender justice, resource management, community empowerment, and these are all issues that underpin the school's work. So participating in the school will be very important because it will give me the opportunity to explore these issues through a feminist lens. Also, to discuss important issues for communities, particularly around power, which decides what we have. A patriarchal system that is very much present in Liberia. Neoliberalism and capitalism are systems directly linked to inequality, and we are working to combat inequality in our communities in Liberia. So I see this school as an opportunity to learn from grassroots feminist movements across Africa in the world. I also want to share my own experience from a local perspective from Liberia, and I hope to return enriched to my home and my work. Feminism and environmental justice are interconnected because we are fighting for control over our resources, against inequality, and against power imbalances too. We need to talk about who makes the decisions and who bears the brunt of environmental impacts. As eco-feminists, we believe that the oppression of women and the exploitation of the environment are deeply interconnected, and that feminism can help us recognize the challenges underlying inequalities, challenges that are the same as those underlying environmental injustice."
However, the event in Africa, dubbed Afro-IFOS, forms part of a process that began in 2018, initiated by the Grassroots Global Justice Alliance, GGJ, the World March of Women, the Indigenous Environmental Network, and Grassroots International. Drawing inspiration from Pan-African feminism and Ubuntu, this will be a space for movement building that will use popular education to strengthen our collective knowledge, share our experiences, and grow our international movement, says GGJ on its website about the school in Nairobi. In 2020, the first edition of IFOS was held online due to the pandemic with women from various regions. In August 2023, feminists were able to hold the first in-person IFOS in the Honduran municipality of Siguatepeque in the department of Comayagua, a region that was at the heart of the resistance led by the Civic Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, and Berta Cáceres against the Agua Zarca Dam. Berta, who was murdered in 2016 in an attempt to hold that struggle, lends her name to the IFOS and was paid tribute in August 2023. According to information from Real World Radio, more than 100 women and people of diverse gender identities traveled from across the Americas. Peasant women, workers, Black women, migrants, indigenous people, and queer people, representing 22 countries and 12 organizations from the Continental Platform for Democracy and Against Neoliberalism. A year later, in August 2024, an edition of the IFOS was held for facilitators, once again in Siguatepeque. Participants from across the Americas and the Caribbean, Africa, and Asia shared knowledge, experiences, and insights to deepen their political education and thus bring feminist education programs to regional, national, and local schools. The IFOS 2026 in Nairobi is a school for activists, but also a school for facilitators. What took place over two meetings in Latin America will take place over these 5 days in the Kenyan capital. Friends of the Earth International has supported and helped build this process of feminist political education alongside GGJ, the World March of Women, the Indigenous Environmental Network, and Grassroots International. The IFOS is committed to building the movement, strengthening strategic alliances, and the collective struggle against systems of oppression, elements that form part of Friends of the Earth International's strategic objectives. It is an opportunity to analyze how capitalism, racism, and colonialism work, and how these systems of oppression affect states and democracies, nature, bodies, and territories. The plight of the communities affected by Chevron Texaco in the Ecuadorian Amazon will be highlighted at the school through the participation of Consuelo Piahuaje, a leader from the Sicopai indigenous group, and UDAPT, Friends of the Earth Ecuador.
You are aware from the Chevron case of the consequences of this pollution. The majority of the pollution, the majority of the health effects have affected women. They have occurred in our territories and, above all, it is women who bear the brunt of this environmental disaster caused by this company. And women have often fallen ill with cancer. So, for me, it is about conveying the message of every woman who belongs to my organization and who is part of my indigenous community. It is about sharing our experiences and perhaps devising strategies and ensuring that the voices of my grandmothers and my ancestors are heard in other countries, that they might serve as an example. Perhaps other women need to hear them to continue resisting.
The IFOS represents a collective effort to internationalize these struggles, to bring together the experiences of diverse organizations from their respective territories, and to contribute to the development of shared responses across movements and regions. Fostering unity in diversity is the school's most important challenge. It involves understanding differences and working through them, while seeking common ways to fight. For it is through these differences that systems of oppression seek to divide us. Natalia Carrao, the facilitator of Friends of the Earth International's Gender Justice and Dismantling Patriarchy group, emphasizes that building a movement is not a static process.
It is a process of building trust, of political reflection, and of political education. The school sits at the intersection of our global objectives, to collaborate with other organizations, to build grassroots feminism in partnership with other movements, and to develop systemic solutions for system change.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.